Hello, beautiful, amazing mamas. How are you doing today? Oh my gosh, I just like right before we get into it, I just have to say, like, man, where we live this year, winter has been confused. Okay. We went for the longest time without having any snow. We had a dry, snowless Christmas this year, and where we live, like, that's pretty unusual. And then after Christmas, like a little while after Christmas, it came in with a vengeance, like cold, snowy days, all the gear. And then it went back to being spring. It melted all up. It was mucky. It was muddy. We had like plus 15 degrees Celsius weather last week, which is like record-breaking, bonkers. And then this week, hello, back to winter, back to all the winter gear. Yeah, it's been a ride. Anyways, so very shortly, we are going to be taking a pause and reflecting on a question that might be or has been on your mind, and I think probably many of us have grappled with. Is it time for a social media break? As modern day mamas, our lives are so often intertwined with the digital realm, where yes, connection, inspiration, and community occurs. However, it's okay to question if a break might be the breath of fresh air your soul needs right now. And I want to preface our conversation with a gentle reminder. If any mom guilt surfaces during our discussion, and it probably will, let it be an invitation to get curious. Be open to experiencing some uncomfortable stretching in order to really learn and grow. View it as a guide, gently nudging towards self-awareness and positive change. This episode is for the mamas who are already feeling a tug to pull the trigger on this and have some awareness around maybe not having the healthiest of boundaries currently in place when it comes to the phone and social media. And remember, friend, this is a judgment-free zone filled with deep compassion and understanding. All of the stuff I've been sharing on the show, I've gone through, I've struggled with, or I'm still working on. Okay? So we're in this together. So saddle up, settle in, be open, and let's explore where you might discover a heck of a lot more peace in motherhood in the digital age. Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend, so take my hand and let's get started. What's up, you guys? It's Heidi Chirkoff here. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Solo and So Well. How's it going out there? I would really love to hear from you. Writing a little review is a great way to do that. If you have any takeaways after an episode, when you are experiencing wins, if there's something or an area in particular you are struggling with and would like a little bit of extra support or like me to talk about on the show, I'm all ears, friend. I'm here to serve you, and I want to know what you're needing and the best way I can support you. Reviews are an amazing way for me to get some insight for planning future episodes, and it's also the best way to get the show more visibility and reach the other mamas out there that are needing it. So thank you in advance for taking a moment to share some of your heart and your time and give the show a rating and write a little review. I really do appreciate it so much. Okay, so today we are going to chat about social media and really how it impacts us as mamas in today's age, which is totally new territory. Our moms didn't have to deal with this. We are the trailblazers.
I mean, love it or hate it, it does come with its pros and cons. And I think we can all agree that it does have a huge impact on modern day motherhood. And you might be sitting there right now, really toying and battling with the question whether or not you can and should take a break from it. Maybe you already know, but you just need a little encouragement and permission to go for it. By the end of this episode, you are going to have so much clarity around this. I'm going to start by sharing a little bit about how I personally navigated this question and what that process looks like for me. We are going to go over a few pros and cons of having social media as a mama in today's society. And then I want to throw some questions at you that you can answer and then determine whether or not a break from social media is needed. Okay, so last year, you guys know my word for the year was intentional. And some things I really wanted to be more intentional about was experiencing more joy, more peace, and being more present with my kids and life in general. And there was one major thing that I knew was robbing my attention, sucking my energy, not bringing me much joy or peace, and keeping me from being present in the way that I wanted to be. And that was social media. I mean, my phone too, but social media. I would spend way too much time scrolling, comparing, numbing, really. If I was having a hard time with the kids, I would go to the bathroom for a 5-minute break, but I would bring my phone. I thought I was giving myself a much needed reset, but guess what? If I'm sitting there scrolling, getting stimulated by reels, posts making me feel a certain way, good, bad, and all over the place, do you think I was actually giving myself the reset I needed? Do you think I was regulating or was I just getting more overstimulated? Like, I knew in my gut that social media was not helping me and not aligned with what I was trying to accomplish, but I had a handful of reasons that I could throw at myself for keeping it around. You know, to keep up with friends and family. It's the only way people do business now. I myself had an online business. I need it for marketplace, yada, yada, yada. We are really good at justifying things, aren't we? Even when we know that they aren't good for us. I mean, the real truth is, though, like it was an addiction. It wasn't serving me positively, and it was a problem. So I was already toying with the idea of a break and being, mighty stubborn about it. And I had an acquaintance I'd been chatting with who was a business coach and mentor. And she was all about work and life balance, taking breaks, putting your energy where it matters the most. And I just found her approach super refreshing and inspiring. And she was kind of like the first one to give me this external validation and permission to just do it. And then that same day, I brought it up in my therapy session. And I kind of just listed the pros and cons and what I was struggling with to just pull the trigger. And then she asked me something along the lines of, like, what will happen if you do take a break? And what will happen if you don't? And that really put things in perspective for me. She again gave me great validation and permission. I think that I needed a push. And as soon as I walked out of her office, I deleted both Facebook and Instagram apps off my phone. And man, did it feel so good. I still remember the feeling of like, oh, I did it. I did it. And it was such a relief. I had taken little breaks before, a week here or there, but this time my goal was a month. And what happened when the month was up? I knew I wasn't ready to have it back yet. I knew I was loving how much more present I was. I didn't have the nagging tug to check my phone. I wasn't getting caught up in the comparison trap. I was having less anxiety. I was sleeping better. I had more patience with my kids. I wasn't having any FOMO. It was great. So I went another month and another and another. I ended up being off Facebook for about 4 months and then Instagram closer to 8. And then when I did bring them back, I did it very like low and slow. And I was very mindful about having better, healthier boundaries with it. Okay, so that is my story with breaking free of social media, at least for a little bit. But I want you to decide for yourself if it's the right move for you and your family. So let's quickly take a look at a few pros and cons, because there's both, right? We can all agree. So some pros, the community and support. Like, social media provides a platform to connect with other mothers, fostering a sense of community and support. It can be a space to share experiences, seek advice, and find understanding. Another pro, access to parenting resources. Mothers can access a wealth of parenting resources, tips, and advice from experts and other parents on social media platforms, helping them navigate various aspects of motherhood. Memory sharing. Social media allows mothers to share and document precious moments with their family and friends, creating like a digital scrapbook of memories that can be revisited over time. Parenting inspiration, right? Another pro. Mothers can find inspiration for activities, crafts, and parenting approaches on social media, helping them discover new ideas and creative solutions to common challenges. Another pro, networking and opportunities. Social media can provide networking opportunities and open doors to collaboration, partnerships, and even career opportunities for mothers with entrepreneurial and creative pursuits, right? There's lots of good stuff. So some cons, comparison and pressure. Social media often fosters a culture of comparison, leading to feelings of inadequacy or pressure to conform to unrealistic parenting standards, potentially impacting a mother's self-esteem. Time-consuming. Spending excessive time on social media can be, well, time-consuming, taking away valuable moments that could be spent with family or on self-care. It may contribute to procrastination and distraction. Privacy concerns. Social media raises privacy concerns. You know, I think we've all toyed with that a little bit, especially when sharing personal details or images of our children. Mothers need to be cautious about the information they disclose and the audience they share it with. Again, you guys, this is new territory. We are the trailblazers in this. There's no roadmap for this. We are figuring it out as we go. Mom guilt and judgment. Mothers may experience mom guilt and judgment from others on social media. Negative comments or unsolicited advice can impact a mother's confidence and well-being. Digital overwhelm. Constant exposure to digital information and content may lead to digital overwhelm, contributing to stress, anxiety, or feelings of being constantly plugged in. Okay, so there's a bit of a comparison for you. And now I'm going to ask you four questions to answer and really sink your teeth into and decide if going dark on social media for a bit is the right decision for you. And warning, there might be some uncomfortableness with this. Maybe some mom guilt starts to surface. That's totally normal, but don't let it overwhelm you. Mom guilt does not serve us. It hinders us. These questions are meant to empower you and help you make a mindful and considerate decision for you and your family. Okay, so the first question: how does social media impact my parenting confidence? Reflect on whether social media contributes positively to your parenting confidence or if it induces feelings of comparison or self-doubt. Consider if taking a break could help you focus on your unique parenting journey. Number two, is my screen time affecting quality time with my children? Consider if the time spent on social media is taking away from meaningful interactions with your children. Assess whether there's a need to prioritize real-life moments over digital distractions. Three, am I present during important family moments? Assess if social media use hinders your presence during key family moments, starting the day, mealtimes, playtimes, bedtimes, family fun functions. I don't think kids need all of our attention all of the time, but they do need all of our attention at times. Reflect on whether taking a break would enhance your ability to fully be present and engaged with your children. Number four, last question. Is social media enhancing or hindering my mental well-being as a mom? Consider the impact of social media on your mental well-being as a mom. As a mom who often solo parents, evaluate whether it contributes positively to your support system or if a break could provide a healthier space for your mental health. There are some questions to sit with. Ultimately, the impact of social media on a mother's experience varies, and finding a healthy balance for you and your family is key. That is it, you guys. If you have been feeling a pull to take a break from social media and you're still feeling torn, just ask yourself, what will happen if I take a break from social media? What will happen if I don't? Okay, friend, I hope this episode empowers you, encourages you, and helps you make a bold, intentional decision that invites more joy, peace, and fulfillment into your life. I know it's been a really great reminder for me. Until next time, stay well. Hey, Mama, I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.